Fact check, Kamala says Trump sold out working people despite smashing economic records. By Hannah Blow on October 14, 2019. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, claimed that President Trump has sold out working people despite smashing economic records, telling her audience that we need a new commander-in-chief because, dude gotta go. Harris on Monday posted a video of her response to the question, if there's one thing that you think President Trump has done right, what would that be? The presidential hopeful, who continues to sink in the polls, paused and looked around the room, prompting chuckles. I'm at a loss for words, Harris said before accusing the president of selling out working people. He sold people out. He has sold people out. He sold out working people, she proclaimed, and went on. He came in office saying, he said, I got you, working people. I got you. Everyone from farmers to auto workers to UFCW workers. I got you. I see you. I got your back. And then he passed a tax bill benefiting the top 1% and the biggest corporations. We need a new commander-in-chief and we need a new president because dude gotta go, she added. Harris's remark follows September's jobs report, which showed the unemployment rate falling to 3.5%, the lowest level in 50 years. As Breitbart News reported, the jobs data for the two previous months were also revised upward, indicating that the labor market was stronger over the summer than previously indicated. Employment for July was revised up by 7,000 from 159,000 to 166,000, and August was revised up by 38,000 from 130,000 to 168,000. With these revisions, employment gains in July and August combined were 45,000 more than previously reported. The last time the rate was this low was in December 1969, when it also was 3.5%. Additionally, the unemployment rate for African American men fell to 5.4% in September, marking the lowest level since December 1973, and the Hispanic unemployment rate dropped to the lowest level ever recorded, at 3.9%. As Breitbart News' senior editor-at-large Rebecca Mansour extensively detailed, the president has accumulated an impressive list of accomplishments throughout his first term in office, including significant economic strides that have directly benefited the American worker. More Americans are now employed than ever recorded before in our history. More than 6 million new jobs have been created since Donald Trump took office. In fact, the unemployment rate has reached a 50-year low under Trump. And when you drill down, the details are even more amazing. African American and Hispanic unemployment has achieved the lowest rate ever recorded in our nation's history. Women's unemployment recently reached the lowest rate in 65 years. The unemployment rate for Americans without a high school diploma has also reached the lowest rate ever recorded. Those are real jobs and real opportunities for Americans. And thanks to President Trump's immigration policies, this tight labor market has forced employers to invest in training American workers for the jobs they need to fill. Americans are not only working, but they are making more money today than they have in the past, Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government noted. The household median income rose to a record $61,372 in 2017, as more Americans are benefiting from wage gains earned. Over 500,000 new manufacturing jobs have been created since Trump took office. In fact, the U.S. economy added nearly as many manufacturing jobs during Trump's first 2 years in office as it did during Obama's entire second term. In 2018 alone, the manufacturing sector added more jobs than it had in any other year since 1997, a 20-year high. 1997, that's before China was admitted into the World Trade Organization. Trump is fulfilling his promise to reorient the nation's trade policies to put America first, despite furious pushback and denunciations from Wall Street, K Street, Silicon Valley, Hollywood, and Madison Avenue. The centerpiece of this effort is the deal Trump negotiated with Mexico and Canada, called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, which is a vast improvement on the flawed and outdated North American Free Trade Agreement. USMCA tightens rules of origin, including raising the North American content for auto manufacturing from 62.5% to 75%. It also guarantees Mexican workers the right to form and join unions, preventing U.S. workers from having to compete with exploited workers. Most importantly, the new agreement will need to be renewed every 6 years. Allowing the agreement to be updated if the results are not acceptable to the U.S., Mexico, or Canada. President Trump told Breitbart News during an exclusive Oval Office interview this year that he considers the revitalized economy one of the biggest accomplishments of his presidency thus far. Look at jobs. Best jobs record in 60 years. Best individual records for Asians, for African Americans, for Hispanics ever. I think the economy, but I think a lot of things. Regulations, I think regulations led to the economy, the tax cuts, Trump told Breitbart News in March. And that's why the economy is so good, Trump said. And it's been good even before I got the tax cuts.